Leadership and Self-Deception, Getting Out of the Box. By Arbinger Institute. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Leadership and Self-Deception, Getting Out of the Box, written by Arbinger Institute, is a book that explores how self-deception can lead to poor leadership. The book explains how leaders often deceive themselves into believing they are doing what's best for their organization when in reality they are only looking out for their own interests. It also examines how this type of behavior can have a negative impact on an organization's performance and culture. The authors provide practical advice on how to recognize and overcome self-deception so that leaders can become more effective in their roles. The book begins with an introduction to the concept of self-deception, which it defines as the act or process of deceiving oneself about one's true motives, intentions, or feelings. It then goes on to explain why self-deception is so common among leaders and why it has such a detrimental effect on organizations. The authors argue that when leaders deceive themselves into thinking they are acting in the best interest of their organization, they actually end up making decisions based solely on personal gain rather than what would be most beneficial for everyone involved. The second part of the book focuses on providing strategies for overcoming self-deception. These include recognizing our own biases and blind spots, understanding our motivations, being honest with ourselves about our intentions, taking responsibility for our actions, listening carefully to others, seeking feedback from those around us, learning from mistakes instead of blaming others, and developing empathy towards those we work with. Finally, Leadership and Self-Deception provides readers with tools to help them put these strategies into practice. This includes exercises designed to help identify areas where we may be deceiving ourselves as well as techniques for improving communication between team members. Additionally, there are case studies throughout the book which illustrate real-life examples of successful leadership practices. Overall, Leadership and Self-Deception offers valuable insight into how self-deception affects leadership effectiveness while providing practical advice on ways to overcome it. By following its guidance, readers will be better equipped to not only improve their own performance but also create healthier organizational cultures overall. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Self-deception is a major obstacle to effective leadership. Self-deception is a state of mind in which people deceive themselves into believing that their own interests are more important than the interests of others. This can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding, which can prevent leaders from effectively leading their teams. Main idea number 2. Self-awareness is essential for effective leadership. Leaders must be aware of their own thoughts and feelings in order to understand the perspectives of others. This self-awareness allows leaders to better empathize with their team and make decisions that are in the best interest of the group. Main idea number 3. The box is a metaphor for self-deception. The box is a metaphor for the state of mind in which people deceive themselves into believing that their own interests are more important than the interests of others. This can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding, which can prevent leaders from effectively leading their teams. Main idea number 4. The box is a self-imposed prison. The box is a self-imposed prison in which people are trapped by their own self-deception. This can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding, which can prevent leaders from effectively leading their teams. Main idea number 5. The box is a barrier to effective communication. The box is a barrier to effective communication because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. This can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding, which can prevent leaders from effectively leading their teams. Main idea number 6. The box is a barrier to effective problem solving. The box is a barrier to effective problem solving because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. This can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding, which can prevent leaders from effectively leading their teams. Main idea number 7. The box is a barrier to effective decision making. The box is a barrier to effective decision making because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. This can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding, which can prevent leaders from effectively leading their teams. Main idea number 8. Self-deception can lead to a lack of trust. Self-deception can lead to a lack of trust between leaders and their teams because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. This can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding, which can prevent leaders from effectively leading their teams. Main idea number 9. Self-deception can lead to a lack of accountability. Self-deception can lead to a lack of accountability because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. This can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding, which can prevent leaders from effectively leading their teams. Main idea number 10. Self-deception can lead to a lack of motivation. Self-deception can lead to a lack of motivation because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. This can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding, which can prevent leaders from effectively leading their teams. Main idea number 11. Self-deception can lead to a lack of collaboration. Self-deception can lead to a lack of collaboration because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. This can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding, which can prevent leaders from effectively leading their teams. Main idea number 12. Self-deception can lead to a lack of innovation. Self-deception can lead to a lack of innovation because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. This can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding, which can prevent leaders from effectively leading their teams. Main idea number 13. Self-deception can lead to a lack of creativity. Self-deception can lead to a lack of creativity because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. This can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding, which can prevent leaders from effectively leading their teams. Main idea number 14. Self-deception can lead to a lack of productivity. Self-deception can lead to a lack of productivity because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. This can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding, which can prevent leaders from effectively leading their teams. Main idea number 15. Self-deception can lead to a lack of respect. Self-deception can lead to a lack of respect because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. This can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding, which can prevent leaders from effectively leading their teams. Main idea number 16. Self-deception can lead to a lack of commitment. Self-deception can lead to a lack of commitment because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. This can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding, which can prevent leaders from effectively leading their teams. Main idea number 17. Self-deception can lead to a lack of loyalty. Self-deception can lead to a lack of loyalty because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. This can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding, which can prevent leaders from effectively leading their teams. Main idea number 18. Self-deception can lead to a lack of engagement. Self-deception can lead to a lack of engagement because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. This can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding, which can prevent leaders from effectively leading their teams. Main idea number 19. Self-deception can lead to a lack of communication. Self-deception can lead to a lack of communication because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. This can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding, which can prevent leaders from effectively leading their teams. Main idea number 20. Self-deception can lead to a lack of trust. Self-deception can lead to a lack of trust because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. This can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding, which can prevent leaders from effectively leading their teams. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Self-deception is a major obstacle to effective leadership because it can lead to an inability to empathize with and understand the needs of others. When leaders are unable to recognize the importance of their team members, they cannot effectively motivate them or create a positive work environment. Self-deception also leads to poor decision-making, as leaders may be more focused on their own interests than those of their team. This can result in decisions that do not take into account the best interests of everyone involved, leading to conflict and dissatisfaction. Leaders must strive for self-awareness in order to overcome this obstacle. They should be aware of how their own biases and beliefs might influence their decisions and actions, as well as how these could affect other people's perspectives. Leaders should also practice active listening so that they can better understand what motivates each individual on their team and use this knowledge when making decisions. By recognizing the potential pitfalls associated with self-deception, leaders can become more effective by taking steps towards greater understanding and empathy for all stakeholders involved in any given situation. With increased awareness comes improved communication skills, which will help foster trust between leader and followers alike. Main idea number 2. Self-awareness is essential for effective leadership because it allows leaders to understand their own thoughts and feelings, as well as the perspectives of others. Leaders who are self-aware can better empathize with their team members and make decisions that are in the best interest of the group. Self-awareness also helps leaders recognize when they may be acting out of ego or personal gain rather than considering what is best for everyone involved. Leaders must be able to step back from a situation and objectively assess how their actions will affect those around them. This requires an understanding of one's own motivations, biases, strengths, weaknesses, and values. By being aware of these things, leaders can more effectively lead by example and inspire trust among their team. The book Leadership and Self-Deception: Getting Out of the Box by Arbinger Institute provides valuable insight into how self-awareness plays a role in successful leadership. It explains how self-deception can prevent us from seeing our true selves, which leads to ineffective decision-making. The book encourages readers to take responsibility for their actions so that they can become better leaders. Main idea number 3. The box is a metaphor for self-deception. It represents the state of mind in which people deceive themselves into believing that their own interests are more important than the interests of others. This can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding, which can prevent leaders from effectively leading their teams. When someone is stuck in this box, they may be unable to recognize how their actions affect those around them. They may also be unable to see beyond their own perspective and understand the perspectives of others. As a result, they become isolated from those around them and fail to build meaningful relationships with team members or colleagues. Leaders who remain trapped in this box will struggle to create an environment where everyone feels valued and respected. Without being able to empathize with others, it becomes difficult for leaders to motivate employees or foster collaboration among team members. Getting out of the box requires recognizing one's own biases and prejudices, as well as taking responsibility for one's actions. Leaders must strive towards creating an atmosphere where everyone feels heard and appreciated so that all voices can contribute meaningfully towards achieving organizational goals. Main idea number 4. The box is a self-imposed prison in which people are trapped by their own self-deception. This can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding, which can prevent leaders from effectively leading their teams. People who are stuck in the box often fail to recognize how their behavior affects others, and they may be unable or unwilling to take responsibility for their actions. They may also be unaware of the impact that their decisions have on those around them. Leaders must strive to break out of this prison if they want to create an environment where everyone feels valued and respected. To do so, they must learn how to identify when someone is stuck in the box and help them find ways out. Leaders should also focus on developing relationships with team members based on trust and mutual respect rather than fear or manipulation. By recognizing the power of self-deception, leaders can become more effective at creating positive change within organizations. By helping individuals understand why they feel trapped in the box, leaders can empower them with knowledge that will enable them to make better decisions for themselves as well as for those around them. Main idea number 5. The box is a barrier to effective communication because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. This can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding, which can prevent leaders from effectively leading their teams. When people are in the box, they become focused on themselves and their own needs rather than considering how their actions affect those around them. They may also be unable to see beyond their own point of view or recognize that there are other valid perspectives. This lack of perspective taking can create an environment where team members feel unheard or unvalued, making it difficult for them to contribute meaningfully. It also makes it hard for leaders to make decisions based on what's best for everyone involved since they don't have all the information needed to make informed choices. Ultimately, this leads to ineffective communication and poor decision-making. Main idea number 6. The box is a barrier to effective problem-solving because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. This can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding, which can prevent leaders from effectively leading their teams. When people are in the box, they become focused on themselves and their own needs instead of considering how their decisions will affect those around them. They may also be unable to see potential solutions that could benefit everyone involved in the situation. Leaders who remain stuck in the box often fail to recognize when they are making decisions based on personal biases or preferences rather than what is best for all parties involved. Additionally, they may not take into account different points of view or consider alternative approaches that could help solve problems more efficiently and effectively. In order for leaders to break out of this mental trap, they must learn how to step outside themselves and look at situations objectively. They need to be open-minded enough to listen carefully and understand other perspectives before making any decisions. By doing so, leaders can create an environment where collaboration is encouraged and creative solutions are found. Main idea number 7. The box is a barrier to effective decision-making because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. This can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding, which can prevent leaders from effectively leading their teams. When people are in the box, they tend to focus on their own needs and interests rather than considering how their decisions will affect those around them. They may also be less likely to consider alternative solutions or take into account different points of view. Furthermore, when people are in the box, they often make decisions based on fear or self-interest instead of what is best for everyone involved. This can lead to poor communication between team members as well as an inability to collaborate effectively. Additionally, being in the box can cause individuals to become overly focused on short-term gains at the expense of long-term success. Ultimately, being stuck in the box limits our ability to think critically and creatively about problems we face. It prevents us from seeing things objectively and making informed decisions that benefit all parties involved. To break out of this mental prison requires conscious effort and practice so that we can learn how to better understand each other's perspectives. Main idea number 8. Self-deception can lead to a lack of trust between leaders and their teams because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. When leaders are not able to accurately assess the situation, they may make decisions that do not take into account the needs or opinions of their team members. This can create an environment where team members feel unheard and unvalued, leading to a breakdown in communication and collaboration. Furthermore, self-deception can prevent leaders from developing empathy for their team members. Without being able to understand how someone else is feeling or thinking, it becomes difficult for them to effectively motivate and inspire those around them. As a result, there is often less trust between leader and follower as each person feels like they cannot rely on the other. Ultimately, self-deception leads to a lack of trust because it prevents people from seeing things objectively. Leaders must be aware of this tendency in order to foster an atmosphere where everyone's opinion is valued and respected. Main idea number 9. Self-deception can lead to a lack of accountability because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. When we deceive ourselves, we are unable to recognize our own biases and blind spots, which can prevent us from seeing how our actions may be impacting those around us. This lack of awareness can lead to a disconnect between leaders and their teams, as well as an inability for leaders to effectively manage their team members. This lack of empathy and understanding can also cause leaders to make decisions without considering the potential consequences or implications for their team members. Without taking into account the needs and feelings of those they are leading, leaders may not be able to provide effective guidance or support when needed. As a result, this could lead to poor performance on tasks or projects that require collaboration among team members. Ultimately, self-deception leads to a lack of accountability because it prevents people from recognizing how their behavior is affecting others. By being aware of our own biases and blind spots, we can better understand the perspectives of those around us and create more meaningful connections with them. This will help ensure that everyone is held accountable for their actions in order to achieve success within any organization. Main idea number 10. Self-deception can lead to a lack of motivation because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. When we deceive ourselves, we are unable to recognize our own biases and limitations, which can prevent us from seeing things objectively. This can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding for those around us, making it difficult for leaders to effectively motivate their teams. Furthermore, self-deception often leads to an inflated sense of self-importance that makes it hard for individuals to accept criticism or feedback. Without this ability, leaders may be unable to identify areas where they need improvement or make necessary changes in order to better serve their team. As a result, employees may become disengaged and unmotivated due to the leader's inability, or unwillingness, to take responsibility for mistakes. Ultimately, self-deception is detrimental not only on an individual level but also on a collective one as well. It creates an environment where communication is hindered and trust is lacking, two essential components needed in order for any team or organization to succeed. Main idea number 11. Self-deception can lead to a lack of collaboration because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. When individuals are in a state of self-deception, they tend to focus on their own needs and desires without considering how their actions may affect those around them. This can lead to an inability or unwillingness to collaborate with others, as well as a lack of empathy and understanding for different points of view. This lack of collaboration can have serious consequences when it comes to leadership. Leaders who are unable or unwilling to understand the perspectives and feelings of their team members will struggle to effectively manage them. Without being able to empathize with their team's needs, leaders may be unable to motivate them or create an environment that encourages collaboration. Ultimately, self-deception can prevent individuals from forming meaningful relationships with those around them and working together towards common goals. It is important for leaders in particular to recognize this potential consequence so that they can work towards overcoming any tendencies towards self-deception in order to foster successful collaborations within their teams. Main idea number 12. Self-deception can lead to a lack of innovation because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. When leaders are unable to empathize with their team members, they may be less likely to consider new ideas or approaches that could benefit the organization. This can lead to stagnation and an unwillingness to take risks, which can stifle creativity and prevent progress. Additionally, self-deception can cause leaders to become overly focused on their own goals and objectives without considering how those decisions might affect other stakeholders in the organization. This tunnel vision mentality often leads them down a path of short-sightedness where they fail to recognize potential opportunities for growth or improvement. Finally, self-deception can create an environment where employees feel like their opinions don't matter or aren't valued. Without open communication between leadership and staff, there is no room for collaboration or creative problem-solving, two essential components of successful innovation. Main idea number 13. Self-deception can lead to a lack of creativity because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. When we deceive ourselves, we become so focused on our own point of view that we fail to consider how other people might think or feel about an issue. This can lead to a lack of empathy and understanding, which can prevent leaders from effectively leading their teams. When leaders are unable to understand the perspectives of those they are leading, they may be less likely to come up with creative solutions or ideas. They may also be more likely to make decisions based solely on their own opinions rather than considering what is best for everyone involved. Without being able to see things from different angles, it becomes difficult for leaders and team members alike to come up with innovative solutions. In addition, self-deception can cause us to ignore potential problems or issues that could arise in the future. We may not take into account all possible outcomes when making decisions if we are too focused on our own perspective. This means that any creative ideas generated will not have been fully thought through and could potentially create more problems down the line. Main idea number 14. Self-deception can lead to a lack of productivity because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. When leaders are unable to empathize with their team members, they may be less likely to effectively motivate and inspire them. This can result in a decrease in morale and an overall lack of enthusiasm for work tasks. Additionally, self-deception can cause leaders to make decisions without considering the potential consequences or implications for their team members. This could lead to poor decision-making that results in wasted time and resources. Furthermore, when individuals deceive themselves about their own abilities or capabilities, they may become overconfident and take on more than they can handle. This could lead to burnout as well as feelings of frustration among team members who feel like their leader is not taking into account their needs or concerns. Ultimately, this type of behavior will have a negative impact on productivity levels within any organization. Main idea number 15. Self-deception can lead to a lack of respect because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. When we deceive ourselves, we are unable to see things objectively and accurately. We may be blind to our own biases or prejudices, which can prevent us from recognizing the validity of other points of view. This lack of empathy and understanding can create an environment where leaders are unable to effectively lead their teams. When self-deception is present in a team setting, it creates an atmosphere that does not foster mutual respect between members. People become more focused on defending their own positions rather than listening and considering the opinions of others. This leads to a breakdown in communication as well as trust within the group, making it difficult for any meaningful progress or collaboration to take place. Ultimately, self-deception can have serious consequences when it comes to leadership and teamwork. It undermines relationships by preventing people from seeing each other's perspectives clearly and respectfully. Without this kind of open dialogue, teams cannot work together effectively towards common goals. Main idea number 16. Self-deception can lead to a lack of commitment because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. When we deceive ourselves, we are unable to see things objectively and accurately. This can lead to an inability to empathize with those around us, which in turn makes it difficult for leaders to effectively motivate their teams. Without empathy and understanding, there is no real connection between leader and team members. This leads to a lack of trust and respect that ultimately results in a lack of commitment. Leaders must be able to recognize when they are deceiving themselves so that they can take steps towards developing more meaningful relationships with their teams. By being honest about our own motivations and intentions, we create an environment where everyone feels respected and valued. This encourages open communication between all parties involved, allowing for better collaboration on projects as well as improved morale among team members. Ultimately, self-deception has the potential to cause serious damage within organizations if left unchecked. Leaders must strive for greater self-awareness in order to foster strong relationships with their teams that will result in higher levels of commitment. Main idea number 17. Self-deception can lead to a lack of loyalty because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. When we deceive ourselves, we are unable to recognize and appreciate the feelings and needs of those around us. This can lead to an inability to empathize with our team members, which in turn leads to a lack of trust and respect for their opinions. Without this mutual understanding, leaders may be less likely to listen or take into account the ideas and concerns of their team members. Furthermore, self-deception can cause leaders to become overly focused on their own goals without considering how they might affect other people's lives. This tunnel vision mentality can prevent them from seeing potential solutions that could benefit everyone involved. As a result, there is often no incentive for team members to remain loyal when they feel like their voices aren't being heard or taken seriously. Ultimately, self-deception has serious implications for leadership effectiveness as well as loyalty within teams. Leaders must strive towards greater levels of self-awareness if they want to create an environment where everyone feels valued and respected. Main idea number 18. Self-deception can lead to a lack of engagement because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. When we deceive ourselves, we are unable to see things objectively and accurately. This can lead to an inability to empathize with those around us, which in turn makes it difficult for leaders to effectively engage their teams. Without empathy and understanding, team members may feel disconnected or unimportant, leading them to become disengaged. Leaders must be aware of how self-deception affects their ability to connect with their teams. They should strive for objectivity when making decisions and take into account the perspectives of all stakeholders involved. By doing so, they will create an environment where everyone feels heard and respected, one that encourages collaboration and engagement. Main idea number 19. Self-deception can lead to a lack of communication because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. When we deceive ourselves, we are unable to see things objectively and accurately. This means that our views become distorted and biased, which can prevent us from effectively communicating with those around us. We may be unwilling or unable to listen to other points of view, leading to misunderstandings and disagreements. This lack of communication can also lead to a lack of empathy and understanding between individuals. Without being able to understand each other's perspectives, it is difficult for leaders to effectively lead their teams. They may not be able to recognize potential issues or conflicts before they arise, making it harder for them to resolve any problems that do occur. Ultimately, self-deception can have serious consequences on our ability to communicate with others in an effective manner. It is important for leaders and team members alike to strive towards greater self-awareness so that they can better understand the perspectives of those around them. Main idea number 20. Self-deception can lead to a lack of trust because it prevents people from understanding the perspectives of others. When we deceive ourselves, we are unable to see things objectively and accurately. We may be blind to our own biases or prejudices, which can prevent us from recognizing the validity of other points of view. This lack of empathy and understanding can make it difficult for leaders to effectively lead their teams. When self-deception is present in an organization, there is often a breakdown in communication between team members. People become less likely to share their true thoughts and feelings with each other out of fear that they will not be heard or respected. This creates an environment where trust is lacking, as individuals feel like they cannot rely on one another for honest feedback or support. Ultimately, self-deception leads to a lack of trust because it prevents people from seeing beyond themselves and connecting with those around them. Without this connection, relationships suffer and collaboration becomes more difficult, ultimately leading to decreased productivity within organizations. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.